First King 19:11-14. It said, he replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me. Verse 14 and verse 11 says, the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain. Okay, thank you. And stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. We're reading 1 Kings 19:11-14. 1 Kings 19:11-14. Down to verse 11, it said, the Lord said, go out, stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cove. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. You know, sometimes you all, even you may not be a Bible teacher, you may not be a preacher, prophet, or whatever, just our ordinary natural lives. Even though we've accepted Jesus and we profess that we love God and we have salvation, we are saved, and just living among other people, family, friends, enemies, or whatever. Sometimes when things aren't going right and everything is going against what we believe, we might feel some of that. They're trying to kill me, Lord. We have to get a grip on our brain and know. We got to know who God is. Now, and the only way we can know is by the Spirit. It tells us, once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior in our heart, Jesus said we receive the Holy Spirit. That's the third part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit comes and abides and lives within our heart. The Holy Spirit comes, and so we're not alone anymore. But sometimes, because of the natural things that happen to us, we feel like we're all alone. Now, the voice of the Spirit is described in the scriptures as being neither loud nor harsh, not a voice of thunder, neither a voice of great turmoil noise, but rather as a still and small, perfect mildness, as if it has been a whisper, and can pierce even the very soul and cause our heart to burn. That's why I was encouraging, in order to be able to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, we have to quieten the things down around us. He's not a God of loud, 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 boom, ba, boom, ba. He's not going to speak. You can't hear him. I don't care how people say it, but if you can hear the Spirit of God and all that loud noise, you go for it. But you best watch out what voice you're hearing, because it says right here in the Word that God speaks, is it all as if you're hearing a whisper to your very soul, to your very heart. And the old people used to say it's like an unction. You get that down. It's like a feeling down in your stomach. And that's how you can hear this, know that the Spirit of God is really within you. I am truly thankful to God, and I mean this, you all. I am truly thankful to God that I was born when I was born. This new generation, or I call it the now generation, church, has truly changed things. When you look around, and we can't live in this world with blinders on, we have to be able to see what's going on, because if we walk through this world with blinders on, there's potholes all over. You're going to drop into a pothole, and that's going to be the end of you. Now, the church that I grew up in, the Pentecostal church. And back then, it was all about teaching us to hear the voice of God, that the Spirit of God lived in us and would give us directions. Because that's what Jesus said. He asked the Father to send us another comforter, someone that will comfort us, direct us, give and be with us, walk with us, give us understanding. That's what it is. Today, I got an eye opener. And I was so shocked. I had to call my sisters this morning because I wanted them to see what was happening. I love watching Jamal Bryant because it's the new modern day church. And if you don't get it, go on YouTube and just put on New Birth or either Jamal Bryant and you see it. But today, I think I told you all a little bit about it last week. But today he had a special youth Sunday and he has divided the church into two parts. One part, anyone that's 50 and above is called the, what was it called? It's Motown generation. We all know what the Motown generation is, unless you've been living in a pit for the last 40, 50 years. But the Motown generations, you know, it was Smokey Robinson and all the Diane Ross, all those folks, the Temptation. But this morning, you all, now wait a minute. The other part of the church, anyone that's 50 and under, is called the Def Jam generation, or either what you call the hip hop generation. But this morning, I had a mouth dropping situation. So when the Motown generation came up, they had a group representing the Temptation. No, first of all, when they did their praise and worship, they had, what is that girl's name? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, she just got married to another woman. They just had a little baby. If anybody think of unmike it and just tell me her, I forgot her name. Little Kim. They had Little Kim up there doing the praise and worship. Did you all hear what I said? If you know who Little Kim is, you know why I say that. Little Kim was doing the praise and worship this morning. I said, okay. She picked the songs nicely, but it was stuff they sing in the world all the time, but she was doing praise and worship. I understand praise and worship when we're praising God, but this morning it was a different type of praise. And the Def Jam group, they did, listen, Motown brought out the Temptations, and the deacons were singing the Temptation song. I said, oh Lord, I just could not believe what I was seeing and hearing. But this was happening in front of my eyes. And if you want to, you don't believe me, go back YouTube, Jamal Bryant YouTube, New Birth, and you can see what it was this morning. And it's gonna be going on for a while, but get the replay. And then the youth were anything 50 and up, 50 and under, they have the Def Jam. And I don't know what the Def Jam is, the hip hop. They were singing hip hop songs. And the place was dark, lights flashing all anywhere. I just could not understand how could they hear God in this, you all. And that's why I brought this lesson is, we have to be very careful as to what we're hearing, because it said the Spirit of God is very quiet as is of a whisper. So no way can you hear God with all this loud boom bong beating music. And even in the early, way back in the earlier days, we're going to go natural. In Africa or wherever, in the wilderness, whenever they want the people to know what was going on down the street, they would start just beating the drums. And they know what the drums meant and know what was happening. Even in the Indian culture, even when in the natural covenant, they used to blow the shofar. And when they blew the shofar, they knew exactly what was happening, but you had to hear an ear to hear. It won't know all the people. If everybody else was beating drum and doing their thing, they wouldn't have been able to hear it. But we have to, in this day and time, we must be careful as to who we're listening to. That's why I sent you all that song. And I want to ask you, now, who are you listening to? Now, the question that Elijah put before God was, God asked him, you know, why are you here? Bottom line, why are you here? Sometimes it concerns us often to ask whether or not we're in the right place. in the way of our duty, or am I here, or should I be here? You know, sometimes as a teacher, I don't ask those questions, but it concerns me that when I don't hear or I see fruit that says, you're not a fruit of God, but you have your fruit, but you're not the fruit that I know about. And that concerns me. And for me, I have to go back to God, ask him to forgive me, because I'm not perfect, and nor is his people perfect. But as a teacher, all I'm supposed to do is give you the word, but I want to make sure that I'm giving you the correct word, the word in a way that you're able to hear what God is saying, not hear what I am saying. But that's why I insist that we read the Bible. Get to know the Bible yourself. If you don't remember it, if you have the Spirit of God living in you, when you just get discouraged, disgusted, and everything, all H-E-L-L feel like it's falling apart, when you read that Word of God, His Spirit will bring it back to you and encourage you. God's Word never fails. It will not go out void. It will come back and encourage you as to what you're supposed to be doing. Now, sometimes we wonder whether or not God calls us. Sometimes in our business life and where it may be, what would be useful? Elijah complained of the people and their tendency to complete right on sin. And we see that. We see that, but we just don't fall with them. But some of us do. If some of us, if our friends say, let's go left. I think I put something on Facebook about a month ago. I had a friend that I was making some potato salad. I can't remember. I was making some potato salad. And a friend said to me, would I put raisins in my potato salad? And I said, nope, can't do that. But some of us might say, oh, let me try that and see how it tastes. If you know it's not right, why'd you want to do it? Just because somebody else said it. This one, we have to stay focused and know what the Word of God is saying to what God is saying to us. Now, what God said to Elijah, said, come here. Elijah wanted to meet with God and find out when he meet with the Hebrew, he found that the wind and the earthquake and the fire did not make him cover his face. He saw all those tribulations coming on, even our day and time. If we have fires, we have accidents, like my friend had that major accident, have accidents. We have losses. We don't have no money to pay our rent. So Elijah faced an earthquake, a fire, and all of that, winds and all of that. But in all of that, God was not there. He couldn't hear God in all of that. The only time, but God is only in a still voice, did he hear God. Now, gracious souls are more affected by the tender mercies of the Lord. Because of who God is, when we know him, we're affected by that. Because we know he's done it in the past, he'll do it again. But if he's never done anything for you, Jesus said what you need to do is repent, or you're going to die in your midst. That's what the word says. Repent, no matter if things are never going right, you're on the wrong side. Bottom line, and that's the only way Bureau can teach it. If nothing ever goes right for you, you need to kind of check yourself. Wait a minute, who's with me? If everything around you, everybody's always got some issues, always got some troubles going on, you need to kind of get a grip on yourself and say, wait a minute. I see over there things are going all right. But on my side of town, everything is wrong. So you need to get a grip on it and get away so you'll be able to hear what the mild voice of God who speaks from the cross on the mercy seat is giving us power, you all. It takes possession of our heart. When we know that Jesus died on the cross for us, we have to get, and that's a personal thing. God's going to give me the strength and give me the knowledge as to how I wanted to be able to get in you so you'll know it. Each of us is responsible for our own being. As to what's happening in my kid's life, I can't do anything about it. I have to make sure that Vera has to stay right. So when I go to God, he'll answer prayers, and he does. I have some requests that some people might think, well, that's stupid. You're just taking all this crap, being poor and all this, but you don't know what I'm praying. I've seen something happen in my life this very recently. Nobody know what I was praying for, but it's happened. My sisters know because I told them that it has happened. It has happened. And I got peace and quiet in my house, total peace and quiet in my house. And those that come in my house know I will have peace and quiet. And I don't take down for nobody. And I'll say it that way because I do not take down for anything, because when I read the word and hear God speaking to me, I'll be obedient and follow what he said. And that's what I want to encourage each and every one of you all. Know the promises that God has for you, what he said he'll do for you and give you. But we'd rather listen to the other stuff because it's easier. We're too lazy to take and push a finger and allow our phone to read the Bible to us. We're too lazy to do that. Are we too lazy to pick up a Bible and read the word? But we'd rather just, let me just go to Jamal Grant and he'll tell me the word. But then you don't care how he delivers it to you. We really don't care. Let's see. Let's go that down further. This is about open, about the over with. Now, the bottom line, we do know God is not in all that stuff we see this going. We know it because we know the difference between right and wrong. I was taught the difference between right and wrong when I was raised with Kenneth and Ethel Bryan. I knew the difference. And when my mom and dad had to go to work back then, they left me with Ella Hobbs, my grandmother. That's where I sat, with Ella Hobbs. And that's one thing I'll never forget, you all. My grandmother taught me that the Spirit of God lived in me. And that's what I grew up knowing. I didn't know no other way. He lived in me, and I was just silly enough to believe that. Because she said it, I believed it, and I didn't know nothing else. I didn't know anything about the world and all of that, because they kept us away from that. They kept us from hearing all that stuff. They didn't let us go to cousin's house and do this and that, boom, blah, 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 blah. We didn't do all of that. Now, my question is, can you hear God? Are you able to hear God? Let's look at John 10, verses 27 and 28. John 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I'll read it again. John 10, 27 says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28 said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He said, I give them unto them eternal life. Know this, that Jesus does, when you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, he gives you eternal life, and they shall never perish. We should never fall. We won't perish, y'all, as long as you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and he will give us eternal life, and nobody can take us out of his hand. And another scripture I want to encourage you all. Now, God taught his word to us. You know, his word was Jesus, and he came alive. I stop and say that so it can click in our brain. Jesus is the word. It came alive. We don't have to do it the old way. In the Old Testament, I love reading the Old Testament. The Old Testament is an example of how they live without Jesus living in. In the Old Testament, the Spirit of God came upon some of the leaders, some of the different people who God wanted the Spirit to come upon them. But in this dispensation, the Spirit of God lives. He can live in us if we receive it. If we get it in our head, our knowledge, all the different things that we go through, if you it's who you're going to listen to, who you're going to believe. So Titus 1, verse 2 says, now to hear God's voice, we must belong to him. To hear God's voice, you all, you got to belong to him. You got to have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. That's the only way you're going to hear God's voice. Now, sometimes it depends. Some places, some things he may say to somebody as to what to do, wisdom, give them wisdom and all of that. But at some point, they hear Jesus. They heard about Jesus. And at sometimes we get children, as a child, we may hear. And as we go through life, we walk away because the things around us, our situations around us causes us to walk away from God and not hear him, not to be close enough to hear his whisper. Now, Titus says, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot be lied. God does not lie. Promised before the world to begin. He said, in hope of eternal life, he gives us eternal life. Eternal life. God gives us eternal life. He's, and back to verse 27, again, it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them that they follow. He said he knows us if we follow him. He'll know us. And that's really all I got to say today, you all.